We saw this story in the Washington Post. Was it late last week or earlier this week? Inflation in March came in hotter than expected, 3.5% in the past year. And when we looked at the things that were driving inflation, baby formula up 10%, veterinary care up 10%, restaurants up 4.2%, car repair up 12%, but leading the pack, car insurance up 22%. And a lot of you said your homeowner's insurance is going up too. So we said, what gives with all of this? And we reached out to, stand by, I want to make sure I get the name right. It's written down in front of me. Bob Passmore, Department Vice President, Personal Lines, American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Bob, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
My pleasure, John. Very well.
So what's going on here? First of all, it's true, right? Insurance rates have gone up?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's gone up across the country. And it's real simple why. The key drivers of what we all pay for, well, auto insurance in particular, is the number of claims and the cost of the things that are paid for in those claims. And, you know, just inflation has hit those costs just like anything else. But in particular, some of the things that auto insurance pays for have gone up faster than we've seen in some of the other parts of the economy. Like you just referenced, the cost of auto repairs has been up by 21% over the last couple of years, and parts prices nearly 40%. As for why we're seeing that now, the impact on insurance pricing is kind of delayed. Prices go up in the economy, then increased costs hit the insurers in the cost of the claims they're paying. Then insurers have to adjust their pricing based on the cost of claims being paid. It's sort of like a wave that builds out the sea and then eventually hits the shore, and that's what we're seeing now.
Hadn't thought about it in those terms, but I guess that's what auto insurance pays for, repairs to your car. So it's not auto insurance rates that have gone up, it's car repair rates that have gone up, right?
Well, it's all those things feed into the cost of auto insurance. It's just a function of what auto insurance pays for. So auto repair costs, that's auto body collision repair, things like that. The labor rates involved have gone up 6 to 10%. A lot of it's been driven by more sophisticated technology in vehicles. A lot of the cars produced in the last few years have automatic emergency braking, things like that. They're more expensive to repair.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody that's had a rear view mirror on the side of their door dinged or broken knows how expensive that can be, several hundred dollars.
Exactly. Well, my best example is, it used to be if you had a cracked windshield and you were going to replace it, it was a piece of glass, a rubber gasket, and some adhesive. But now you got a camera mounted in your windshield, and there's sensors dependent on the camera. So not only do you have to replace the windshield, you have to make sure that all those sensors work and things. You have to recalibrate the system, which sometimes can cost, 50% of the cost, at least 50% more than what the cost of just replacing the glass was. And that, you extend that through the entire car. Our cars are more sophisticated than ever. They're computers on wheels. There's lots of cameras and sensors and things like that.
Well, what about homeowners insurance? Has the homeowners insurance rates gone up too?
Yeah, they have. And the same dynamic is at play there. The cost of, you think about what homeowners insurance pays for, it's the cost of, building materials and things like that. And all those things have gone up significantly over the last few years.
What can I do about that?
Well, there's a lot you can do. There's a number of things to do. First, in any case, it's always pays to shop around. A lot of us will just sort of sit and maybe you're happy with your agent, you're happy with your carrier, but it always pays to shop around at least every couple of years. And especially if you've had some kind of a change, like you've added a young driver to your policy or you bought a new car, it's a good time to take a little bit of time and shop around. Every company sets its prices according to its own criteria, so you may be able to get a better price from another company, or at least know that you're getting the best price. Other things you can do is take a look at your coverages. There are more small claims than big ones, so there's some significant savings to be had if you can increase your deductible. You're basically going to self-insure for those smaller claims. If your car's older, check its value. And you have to decide whether it's still worth paying for collision and comprehensive coverage. If the average vehicle on the road is about 12 years old these days, and some of those vehicles, they may be perfectly mechanically sound and get you where you need to go, But are they worth very much on the market? You want to decide whether or not it still makes sense for you to pay that premium every
year.
Yeah. Finally, in auto insurance, go ahead, John.
No, keep going.
Okay. Finally, one thing you can do is consider what's called a telematics insurance program or a usage-based insurance program. That's one where you put an app on your phone and it sort of tracks how you drive. You get a discount just for enrolling, and you can earn a larger discount based on how you drive it. And even more importantly, you get some real-time feedback on your driving to become a safer driver. Everybody thinks they're a safe driver, but that the number of accidents and the behaviors that we all see every day on the road, we know that's not the case. But when you're confronted on a ride-by-ride basis on how many times you were speeding or how many times you slammed on the brakes or how many times you interacted with your phone,
right,
that can be a very sobering thing to get. I know.
But you have to be willing. You have to be willing in those cases to share your information then. And some people are hesitant to do that. Some people are upset that maybe the insurance industry hasn't been, or the car manufacturers haven't been sufficiently transparent about that sharing of information. But I understand the value of that. 630 just texted in and said, why isn't it based on the person's history directly? Why do I have to subsidize all those other bad drivers out there? You have a comment on that, Bob?
Yeah, well, you're right. Your prices are based on, you know, things that are particular to you. But even if you haven't had a claim, when the costs go up, you know, it's sort of the rising tide lifts all boats. When the costs go up, most likely the costs are going to go up for everyone. Now, if you had accidents or tickets, that increase would likely be more than what you're seeing if you hadn't been in an accident or had claims or, you know, had tickets and things like that.
And finally, somebody just noted the horn on my car, $480 to replace. As we go, I think a lot of us just think, God bless my agent. He is a really good guy. I like him. I've been with him for years and years. But if somebody else came in with a decidedly lower rate, I would probably change because, frankly, I'm just sending a check to them every month. It's not like we golf or anything. Do you think there are significant differences out there for the same coverage from equivalent companies?
Well, we have over 1,200 member companies, so there are significant differences, and every company has its own way of doing things. There's lots of ways you can do your research on different companies and things like that. But again, that's part of shopping around, I always recommend that people do that on a regular basis, not just when, you know, in times like now when they see a big jump in their premiums. It's a good idea to do it every couple of years.
Nice to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for the heads up on that. I don't know that I'm entirely satisfied, but at least I have an explanation now, and that all makes sense. I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, happy to do it. Thanks, Doug.
Bob Passmore is the Department Vice President for Personal Lines at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association.